Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome the Russian historian, now a Russian-British historian, Svetlana Lakova, who is an historian of Russian espionage, intrigue, sabotage from the 1930s. However, here we are in the 2020s, and we're investigating the unsolved matter of Russiagate. The Russiagate story is now so twisted, I can't do a summary. I'm just going to say we have new information. And Svetlana's been helping me unpack this information in anticipation of the next trial, we're told, that John Durham's special counsel and his office will bring in the Russiagate matter. That's of a young man named Igor Danchenko, who is charged with testifying falsely to the FBI about his conduct in gathering information, turns out to be false information, then using that information to give to Christopher Steele and it going into the dossier that was said to be evidence for the FBI to open an investigation that we now know Russiagate. That's enough summary. Svetlana, a very good evening to you. Last we spoke of a revelation of an FBI employee named Auten. Now we have a new name, an FBI employee named Thibault. These names are not particularly important to me, but what I'm learning is that the FBI, in some instances, was both involved in validating the Christopher Steele dossier that we know to be a hoax and validating that the Hunter Thompson documents, whatever they're called, before the last election in 2020.
Hunter Biden.
Documenting Hunter Biden. Documenting that was a product of Russian disinformation. Now, we don't know all of the details, but Senator Grassley and his colleagues have been holding hearings to reveal what they can on the product of, on the advice of a whistleblower, that the FBI was getting involved in both Russiagate and something I guess we could call Huntergate. Now, that's what I have right now. The reason I'm going over it so generally is for your insights as to what we believe the FBI was doing 6 years ago with the Steele dossier. What did they do with it? And who gave information that's in the Steele dossier? And how did the FBI validate it before the 2016 election? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Thank you for having me on. Well, first of all, with regards to the Steele dossier, nobody actually validated it. And that's the absolute travesty of the whole thing. So, you know, whilst it's true that the FBI were fooled by this information, they had a job to do, which is to validate it. And the dossier allegations were absolutely... you know, there were bombshells. So Steele submitted the document to the FBI, which he also duplicated to the media, to the Department of Justice, to the State Department, and every other place you could possibly have inserted it into, that, you know, your presidential candidate about to be president is actually controlled by a foreign power, that he is a Manchurian candidate or Kremlin candidate. And that Russia cultivated him, Putin personally cultivated him for Russian intelligence, and they're going to insert him as a president. And that they also have bad information on Hillary Clinton, and they're going to also use people in the Trump campaign, such as Carter Page and others, to release that information. As a result of the data that Christopher Steele has provided, which, by the way, is absolutely false, the FBI applied for surveillance warrants on the Trump campaign, and then which continued even after Trump won the election, became the president. They continued the surveillance. They renewed those warrants, so they continued, you know, treating your president effectively as a foreign asset. But so on the face of it, the allegations are, you know, nuts. They're crazy. It's not possible. Never happened in the history of America that a foreign power installed the president. And even if you read the dossier, even if you just open page one, it's obvious. It's utter nonsense. And maybe one day when we're closer to the trial, which will end up being the trial of this dossier, we can go through why that is so, because I've done quite a bit of work on it. But trust me, it's just nonsense. And the intelligence professionals should have known that straight away. And then, yet they didn't. So they didn't do the basic checks. They didn't ask themselves any questions as to why is this information, like, does it even ring true, which is it doesn't. And they didn't validate the information in the dossier. Now, the way the intelligence works is you have humans and SIGINTs. Humans is human intelligence. This is when you have people who work for the FBI or informants for the FBI who provide you with information. And SIGINT is information such as it used to be called, you know, old worlds as like signals intelligence. Now it would be, you know, computers, emails, telephone conversations. So there was absolutely no data from SIGINT, from NSA or anyone like that, that Putin is installing Trump, that Trump is in cahoots with Russia, et cetera, et cetera. None at all existed. So the only information they came from human sources. Well, human information by definition is suspect. You have to validate it very, very carefully. And the first thing you have to do is ask yourself, where did this information come from? And the higher standard goes, the more serious the allegation is, the higher it is the obligation on the FBI to check this information out. So clearly this is as serious as it gets, that the president, potential president, is a traitor. And yet they didn't bother go and ask who are the sources behind this information that Putin is personally installing Trump's Russian intelligence. They didn't bother to go and find out how do you actually know this. They just put it in, just accepted the word of Christopher Steele and some other human sources, and then based on that, they obtained surveillance. And they did not bother to interview alleged sources of Christopher Steele dossier until January 2017, until after Trump inauguration. And that only happened because Michael Flynn, incoming national security advisor, started asking questions.
It appears that the FBI has been talking about this matter for a long time. We can understand that. It would be gossip because they lost their director because of the Russiagate matter, and they've been through a lot. And their now director, Ray, testifies before Congress now and again. We're learning that the reason the FBI has not moved to discipline men who and women who may or may not have misbehaved is because John Durham's investigating this matter? That's what's strange here. The FBI's explanation is John Durham. Does that make sense?
It makes absolutely no sense. So let's start off with what the FBI actually is. So the FBI is federal cops, the police force. What is the role of the police force? Is to protect and to serve. This is basic stuff, right? So they have to protect us and they have to serve us. And for that, we give them enormous powers over us because we want to have a society of law and order. We want victims to be protected. And so the standard of behavior you'd expect from our police, and particularly from their behavior, is even higher than you would expect from any regular person. So if regular person lied to federal authorities or forged data, or did anything of the kind, they could at the very least be fired, and they might even end up going to jail. And yet the people whom we should be trusting the most, our federal police, were caught over and over again. Individuals were caught lying, scheming, politicking, forging, and even attempting sometimes to affect the elections. They didn't want Trump elected. A lot of them said that. And they felt that they should take steps to do something about it. And whether you like Trump or not, it's not for the FBI or individuals or for anyone really to try and, you know, affect the election results. And they've done all those things, the individuals we're talking about. And yet it appears like many of them still employed. And not only they haven't, you know, been taken to court, they haven't even been disciplined.
The reason we're going to now turn to the Danchenko trial, because we don't have more information about these two names, FBI personnel, who may or may not be disciplined. We may or may not have the facts. All we have is Senator Grassley's questioning of the director of the FBI, Mr. Wray. We're going to turn to the Danchenko trial because for weeks now, Svetlana has helped me understand a mystery, which is that John Durham, who is going forward with the trial, put out a long list, 30 names, we're told, for subpoenas for the prosecution when we come back. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.